This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Michael Parsons, hey, look, you can report all you want. There's no way they're allowing Michael Parsons to go anywhere.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
Well, it turns out they are letting him go. They're letting him go to beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. Judson Richards back here with you on 6-7 The Score on Score Evenings. Yeah, Michael Parsons leaving the Dallas Cowboys. And I guess Jerry Jones is putting on quite the press conference right now. We'll get to some of that coming up in just a little bit. We do want to get this guy's perspective about what it all means in the NFC North and maybe in the NFC overall. Mike Golic Jr. of Golic & Golic on the FanDuel Sports Network. Also, you can see FanDuel Sports Network on Marquee Sports Network right here in Chicago. Mike joins us now. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Taking it all in like you guys are, enjoying the beauty and majesty of a Jerry Jones press conference after a big event like this. I can imagine no one's happier than Jerry Jones having all this attention on him.
What was your first reaction to the news?
How did they let this happen? Why did they let this happen? And then I remembered Jerry Jones. It's the answer to all of this. Jerry Jones' ego got in the way. We always hear, you know, it's just business. It's not personal. Jerry Jones made business personal this time around, and they can talk until they're blue in the face about wanting to stop the run and all the players they'll get back from this and the quality players you could get that could one day hope to grow into being Michael Parsons when you draft them. Like, all of it is just window dressing too. Jerry didn't like the terms being dictated to him by someone else. As minute as it might seem, the idea of having to deal with an agent being the terms that you have to agree with, Jerry was never going to do anything that wasn't the exact way Jerry wanted it, and now we're here.
Yeah, I know the months, Mike, we spend on all of the draft coverage and all of the combines and the pro days, it's all to find a player like Michael Parsons instead of just moving him and then roll the dice all over again. The Bears and the Vikings and the Lions are now going to somewhat have to pay for the Dallas Cowboys' ineptitude.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, there's a lot of people that should be, I guess, upset in some ways because they made a very good team, now a legitimate Super Bowl contending team in a really tough division in the NFC North. But you mentioned the draft. Like, it's a good reminder that we spend all this time analyzing and talking about team needs and looking into, you know, franchises that use so much advanced methodology to try and make the best possible decision. And most of them are made off the whims of wealthy people who believe that because they're rich, that what got them there means they know everything.
It was one of the few things I think Jerry Jones has done really, really well recently is find Michael Parsons. Like, you know, they've made some good draft selections, including Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. But oftentimes in life, the one that stops you is yourself. You just get in the way of yourself. And now for the Green Bay Packers, on the flip side of it, this isn't necessarily an organization that is going to make aggressive moves, give up draft picks, go and get notable free agents, if you will, right? I think we're watching the Green Bay Packers operate a bit differently.
Yeah, I think we've seen that for a while in the Brian Gutekunst era where, hey, they are a little bit more willing. And I do think the world changes. And listen, this is a world the Packers are certainly familiar with, right? world changes when all of a sudden you've got the quarterback you believe is your future on the roster. That gives you the flexibility to say, hey, you know, those first round picks, yeah, we don't really need them. We kind of got the guy already. And hey, you know what? The rest of our roster, when we look at it, this has been the story of the Packers offseason. It is very good, above average in almost every place. And we said this offseason, they need a dynamic rusher for Jeff Hapley's defense, and they need a number one receiver. They think they may have drafted that number one guy in Matthew Golden out of Texas, and now they went out and got the other guy. So I applaud the Packers for recognizing the window of opportunity they have right now. Volatility in the division, both coordinators leave the Lions. The Vikings are basically starting a rookie. Chicago's got a new coaching staff and a regime coming in trying to rebuild Caleb Williams. You have a golden opportunity if you're Matt LaFleur and this Green Bay Packers team to go and take the bull by the horns and give yourself a real chance to go and take a shot for the whole thing.
Mike, did you have the Packers at the top of the list of the NFC North before this, and where do you have them now?
No, I didn't. I had them certainly in the mix near the top, but I thought, hey, the depth of talent on that roster for the Detroit Lions combined with the Dan Campbell of it all, I thought I'd still give that team the edge, but now it's those two neck and neck. Like, again, to have everyone come back in all the important coaching positions, to have a defense that took major strides forward last year, and to have an offense now that feels like, hey, maybe it's got that one answer for big moments. This is a team that felt like it had a great opportunity to maybe get more of the Jordan Love that you got the back seven games of 2023 rather than what you got, you know, upended by injury a bit, especially at the beginning of 2024. And so now, yeah, I would have them as, you know, it's the Lions and the Packers as 1A and 1B in this division right now. And that puts you in Super Bowl contention without question.
Guests, join us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. He's Mike Golic Jr. of Golic and Golic on FanDuel Sports Network. You can watch it on the Marquee Sports Network as well, right here in Chicago. So, Mike, if you look at how much they're paying Jordan Love and now Micah Parsons, I believe they're the first team ever paying $100-plus million annually to two players. What do you make of the way that they built that roster?
I think that's the cost of doing business going forward, right? We see the cap numbers go up every year. I think with the Jordan Love deal, that one's going to age pretty well, pretty fast, the way quarterback deals do. It was sort of a tweener deal to begin with, and I think we'll, again, like most, age well in that market. And the same goes for pass rusher. Like, when you know you should pull the trigger as an organization, especially at premium positions, you know, you could have some argument for a contract like Kyle Hamilton's, where he so far pushes past the norms in the safety market because he's great, but also because he's young. He's in the third year of that deal. The Ravens are a smart organization, going to use the last 2 years of that rookie deal to kind of spread some of that stuff out. But he plays a non-premium position. But they recognize that they've got a roster that's mature enough in the other places that you have to have so they can go and move like that. If you're everyone else, though, quarterback and pass rusher are what you are hunting in the draft every year to find. It's what most organizations would saw their right arm off for. And so if you've got guys in excess at those spots, I think when you've got one of them ones, and listen, in this case of Micah Parsons, it's him, T.J. Watt, and Myles Garrett. Like, that's the three, yep, the three-headed monster that you could alternate for the top pass rusher in the NFL right now. So I don't think there's enough money you could give to them.
Mike, closer to town here, and really the conversation that's been surrounding Caleb Williams, nationally, otherwise, from things that you've heard, what have you made the way that Caleb's been discussed this offseason?
I mean, with great curiosity and interest, like, I think there's a lot of people that have great hope that the ability that we know he has, combined with the attention to detail that Ben Johnson was going to bring to this offense, and the upgrades made at position like offensive line personnel-wise, are going to give us a shot to see the guy that we saw at USC. And it's not without some risk. We understand, and similar conversation we've had about, you know, Cam Ward coming out, certainly about Shedeur Sanders in the preseason. Like, there's some of the stuff in the pocket trying to do too much, make the Superman plays that, you know, you ride the fine line with Caleb Williams. But I think there's a big belief right now that this can be a very resurgent season for him, and that people that do remember him in college know there was enough stuff that happened on time to now, if put in an offensive circumstance, it's a lot healthier overall for him, and I believe it will be this year. He can be very successful.
You know, Ben Johnson said in his opening press conference, we're going to calibrate this offense with Caleb in mind. Have you allowed yourself to kind of have a curiosity about what a Ben Johnson mind will calibrate a Bears offense to look like around Caleb?
Yeah, I mean, I think in my mind, if you were going to, you know, calibrate the biggest difference that you can do when you've got a Caleb Williams versus a Jared Goff, like, hey, Ben Johnson, when he was in Detroit, I always thought, did a really good job of moving the line of scrimmage. Like, he didn't really have to move the quarterback and couldn't a ton, but he did a good job with different looks, different protections, especially the play action move pocket stuff, of moving the line of scrimmage up front with that great offensive line that they had in Detroit for so many years. Now we can move the quarterback. Now we can get him out on the run. Now we can do some more creative things with that in mind. It's not to say that Caleb's a plus runner that you're going to use frequently in the design run game, but I do think manipulating the pocket and manipulating the launch point for an offensive play caller goes so far in helping you get open receivers, helping your offensive line have an easier time in pass protection, and to have that extra variable that you'd have to account for at quarterback by nature of him being a more mobile passer than Jared Goff was, I do think it gives Ben Johnson a lot of really exciting stuff to play with that I can't wait to see.
I know it's going to be interesting. 11 days away, Vikings and the Bears. By the way, you have a read on that game? Have you and your dad done many predictions for week one yet about what you could see?
No, but listen, it's probably going to be one of the most fascinating games of the year, right? You've got a guy in his second year in a new offense, and then a guy who's basically in his first year in one of the safest offensive circumstances and environments in the NFL. So, honestly, the thing that probably gets slept on the most in all this is talking about Dennis Allen and that Bears defense and how fast and aggressive and all the buzzwords that we've heard coming out of camp about them going up against a rookie in J.J. McCarthy is going to look like.
Yeah, the Monday night game, Mike, you and I have spoken before when I did a show with Nick Hardwick, who was the Chargers center for 11 years. And if you remember, a lot of times the Chargers would play that, the Charger Raider, they play the late game of the doubleheader on Monday Night Football. And Nick would talk about having to sit and wait, like you watched everyone play on Sunday. And then you got to watch everyone else play all day long until you have to play on Monday Night Football. And it can be really tough when you're on the road, so you're sitting in a hotel room. So I'm hoping that we get just a very stale Vikings team, since they have to be the Monday night game, the one team that's waiting, have watched everyone else play, and then they take the field. What are you expecting from J.J. McCarthy?
I'm expecting J.J. McCarthy to hopefully go out and do the same thing we saw him do at Michigan, which is play his role, be a great distributor, and not be the hero. With Kevin O'Connell on the sticks, you don't got to be the hero. With Justin Jefferson at wide receiver, you don't got to be the hero. I know you got the Jordan Addison suspension that takes away a weapon, but at tight end there with Adam Thielen there now, there's going to be plenty of places to go. They put some more money into the offensive line, brought some guys over to help that this offseason after how dreadful it got at the end of last year. And so just go out there and play your part. It's exactly what J.J. McCarthy did at Michigan. He was never the hero in that offense. He made a few plays a game he needed to, and he handed the ball off behind that meat shield of an offensive line. I don't know if they're as dominant in the run game here necessarily comparatively, but it's the same idea of go out and play point guard, go out and do exactly what's asked of you and nothing more.
Have you done a win total prediction for the Bears this year?
I have not, no. I still really struggle with that. Like, I don't think, once again, I don't think they're a playoff team, especially with the NFC North as competitive as it is. But I think for them, that's not really the definition of success this year. You just need, all right, hey, Caleb Williams looks comfortable. He's at home in this offense, and now we can take that next step going forward, knowing full well, hey, we just got dealt a tough hand because we happen to be in one of the most competitive divisions in the sport.
Yeah, which just got much more competitive with one of the best players in the NFL joining the NFC North. It's you know, it's interesting to think. Do you have a surprise team for us this year?
I think the one that seems to be gaining a lot of steam and overall in the NFC right now is the Cardinals. Like, people looking at what they've done, overhauling that defensive line, getting whether it's draft picks like Walter Nolan, getting Calais Campbell back as a veteran presence in there to go along with some of the great players they've already had in kind of a weird bespoke defense. And then, you know, the emergence of Trey McBride as a guy who's in the conversation for best two or three tight ends in the NFL, maybe staring up at like Kittle and Brock Bowers at this point. But him, and then if Marvin Harrison Jr. can take that next step this year, this is a team that showed a lot of improvement in the underlying metrics of that offense last year. Were pretty consistently like top 15, top 12. And so, you know, year three with Drew Pressing and hopefully another year of healthy Kyler Murray can maybe make them a team that in an NFC West that could be very chaotic with all the injuries in San Francisco, the injury to Matthew Stafford at quarterback. Like, you really have a lot of things spinning in the air right now that could give them an opening.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm assuming you probably took a break from watching college football to chat with us for a bit. If you could only watch this one game where you had to choose between the two, would you rather watch Arch Manning and Texas, or would you rather watch Bill Belichick's first time leading the way on the sideline for North Carolina?
You know what? all due respect to the greatest NFL coach I've ever seen in my life, I'm going to go see what this Arch Manning thing's all about, especially against the quality. And what Julian Sands, like, can we give the other former five-star quarterback a little bit of billing in this game? I understand he doesn't come with necessarily the same name recognition, but man, Julian Sands is not chopped liver in this game, and he's taken over for the defending champs that have a new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, ton of new parts on the lines. Like, both of these teams going to look drastically different than the ones we saw in the playoff, and so who can adjust the fastest in a week one that's always kind of messy is going to be fascinating to me. So we'll save Bill Belichick for the tabloids next week. I'll sit and watch Texas Ohio State.
Yeah, we don't get Bill Belichick all the way until Monday night. Mike, we'll let you go. Again, the FanDuel Sports Network, along with Kay Adams, getting a lot of run on the Marquee Sports Network right here in Chicago. Check it out. Mike Golic Jr. with us on 6M The Score. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good stuff from him. Always enjoy his work there. Did not give us a win total. I said earlier that the NFC North studs, I think I made the case that the NFC North had the best coaching staff in the NFL. I think I may have to stand corrected on that one. The text line is on me. The AFC West, Jim Harbaugh, Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Pete Carroll. I think you couldn't put Harbaugh in the Hall of Fame for what he's done in the NFL. Andy Reid, yeah, first ballot. Sean Payton, yeah, I think so, right? Had a really great run there in New Orleans. Naperville zone. Went to Naperville Central, by the way. And Pete Carroll with his run in Seattle. I think probably also another Hall of Famer. Now, the question is, like, would you take any of the coaches in the NFC North over Pete Carroll?
Currently, yes.
Would you take any of the coaches in the NFC North over Jim Harbaugh?
That's tough.
But I will stand corrected. Especially because you got one head coach in the NFC North that's never coached a game.
Yeah, see, if Ben Johnson's the kind of coach I think he's going to be, I think I would maybe eventually you would take him over Jim Harbaugh. But as it currently stands, you know that Jim Harbaugh is a good head coach.
Yeah.
So you would take him based on what you know.
Right. We are efforting. I can't wait to hear this. We are efforting some of the press conference of Jerry Jones explaining the trade of Michael Parsons.
This is some, he's crazy. The guy's lost his mind.
You've got, should we save it?
We'll have something. We'll do it next.
We'll do it next. I do want to talk about Ben Johnson. Like I said, we scrapped the show today that we'd put together. But we were going to ask you some wins and loss totals for the Bears, and you can weigh in on that. I got some thoughts on that. I'm often surprised locally with how many wins I hear from media members, especially with what so many of them have seen in recent years. I don't know. Should I give my win total projection for the Bears? I think I should. Like, nothing's going to really change. It would have been awesome if they would have traded for Micah Parsons. That would have changed some things. But, yeah, we can talk about win totals expected for the Bears. But also, Jerry Jones is explaining why he traded one of the five best defensive players in the NFL. I can't wait to hear this. I said it would be good. It's going to be nonsensical because the move makes no sense. I don't know. Maybe he'll be able to make sense of it. Let's hear from Jerry Jones coming up next.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
All right, Jensen Richards back here with you all the way until 9 o'clock this evening. It's been quite the show. It's been quite the day with the breaking news coming down just after the 4 o'clock hour that Micah Parsons was traded from the Dallas Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers. So the Packers get one of the best players in the NFL. I thought this was interesting. You know, ESPN.com did their projected top 100 players for the 2025 season. How good is Micah Parsons? Well, he was ninth on the list. But four of them in front of him were quarterbacks. So from a non-quarterback standpoint, he was seen as fifth best in the NFL. And Micah Parsons' age 26 season has done some things that really no other players have done, or at least a few that are already in the Hall of Fame. So that's how what kind of talent the Packers were able to get today. We've been reacting to that news. 312-644-6767. We will take your phone calls. We will take your texts as well. I cannot wait to hear this. Jerry Jones, you know, I do think I've listened to a little bit of it. I do think that the conversation after this press conference is going to be, and I want to be fair here, but I do think the conversation may become, is Jerry Jones fit to run the Dallas Cowboys, right? Is he fit to make these kinds of decisions? Now, his son, Stephen Jones, sitting right there next to him, so he's not a man on an island, but here is Jerry Jones describing why they traded 26-year-old Micah Parsons.
Well, without being too broad, obviously, we did think it was in the best interest of our organization, not only the future, but right now, this season as well. We've gained a Pro Bowl player. We've gained a Pro Bowl player in an area that we had big concern in, or concerns in, on the inside of our defense. Let me go beyond your question. First of all, I want to tell you that I really like Micah. I appreciate the years, 4 years that we've had him here. And he's a great player. And so we are very appreciative of the fact that he's a great player. There's no question that I could have signed him in April. And so we all know that to have agreements, all parties have to agree. But this was by design. I did make Mike an offer. It wasn't acceptable. And I honor the fact that it wasn't done in the way that he wanted to do it through an agent. So he was made an offer. There's not an ounce of vindictiveness. There's no bad feelings on my part about the fact that we didn't come together on an agreement. The facts are, and we'll cover it, I'm sure, with many of your questions, but the facts are specifically we need to stop the run. And we haven't been able to stop the run at key times for several years. And when you have the kind of extraordinary pass rush that Michael had, then the way to mitigate that pass rush is to run at you. If the pass rush doesn't get you ahead pretty big time and you're playing even or behind, then you've really got a problem in stopping the run.
So they couldn't stop the run, so Michael Parsons wasn't worth paying for. When I listen to Jerry Jones, when you watch Jerry Jones, it looks a little bit like it's all getting too much for him. You know, I think about the end for Al Davis a lot and how Al Davis started to make decisions where he just felt like he shouldn't be a guy making these kinds of decisions. Do you remember when Al Davis, who remembers when Al Davis fired Lane Kiffin? Remember when he hired like a 30-year-old Lane Kiffin? I think he may have been the OC, the offense coordinator at USC, if memory serves me correct. And Al Davis, as he called the media around, Al had a projector. Do you remember that? Maybe for those of you that are old like I am, I'm 44, right? So probably maybe my age, a little bit older. Remember that the teachers would have the projector screen, so they would write on that clear piece of paper with the big ink pen, and then the projector screen would be up behind them. But this wasn't that long ago, right? It may have been maybe 15 years ago, 10 to 15 years ago. Point being, people were not using projector screens at that point. You could just tell that the time had passed him by. I'm not saying that Jerry is there just yet, because Jerry has operated poorly before when it comes to whether it's getting contracts done or saying goodbye to players. And I think most importantly, if you look at it, they haven't won a Super Bowl since the mid-90s. Somehow they're still finding their way in the A block and leading the conversation. And we still talk about the Dallas Cowboys. I don't necessarily. I can't believe that they're our Thursday night game that we get in a week. Like, that's really the game that we get, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. Typically, it's in, you know, the previous year's AFC or NFC matchup, or maybe even a Super Bowl rematch, like something about two teams that have really earned it to be the first game that we see. But well, now we get the Eagles and the Cowboys without Micah Parsons. So they don't even have all the talent, except for Kenny Clark, who's going to be 30 in a few days.
So let's go back to this press conference, because there's one other quote that I saw as we were working here that I felt like needs to be played. This is more of Jerry Jones explaining himself, we'll say.
When you are talking about making a contract the kind that he got and for the future, that's quite a commitment. And none of that counts about what he did those first 4 years. It all goes against what he can do for you in the future, the length of that contract and maybe more. Well, then you've got to really weigh how many players. And I'm just going to give you this. Not only do we immediately get a player, but those draft picks could get us, I'm talking top Pro Bowl type players, could. Not necessarily, you're going to be quick to say, you won't necessarily get those players. You got to draft them or acquire them. But they could get us as few as three or as many as five outstanding players.
So you're telling me that you want to make draft picks that could lead to having great players. But in your thought process, as soon as those players hit their second contract, you trade every single one of them. Because that's the absurdity about this, about trading a player and trying to make a case it could lead to more Pro Bowl players, where when you gather in that draft room, And every pick, I still find this to be absurd, by the way, but after Ryan Poles makes a pick and then they all high-five each other and shake hands and, like, you don't know what's coming. You don't know what that player is going to be at all. But now the Cowboys do know who that player is. Like, those handshakes and those high-fives, like, this one actually work out. This one actually hit. And I've seen people make the case. Peter Schrager, for example, made the case that this may be a good move for the Cowboys because they weren't set up to win this year. Then why sign any player? Then why would any team sign any player? Right? Why would the Raiders give Max Crosby the contract that you've given him? Because at some point in time, you need to put your foot down and just choose talent. You need to just choose great players. And maybe that next draft you have, maybe you'll find someone of that ilk to be a Micah Parsons type or to be a Khalil Mack type, right? You pay the players because talent matters at the end of the day.
And just the absurdity of the mental gymnastics of saying, hey, we have this really good player, but we could get really good players with these draft picks. Those draft picks could be anything. They could even be Micah Parsons, who we just traded.
Right, right.
It's like you had the thing. You had the thing, and you're trading it in hopes that you might get that thing again?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, you say mental gymnastics. It's really just, it's much more mental. You know, the thought process through that is much more mental. I'm not looking to have a fiery hot take against the Dallas Cowboys or on the Cowboys. I don't really care. The problem is their dysfunction has now made a very, very difficult division for the Bears that much more difficult. If Micah Parsons is Micah Parsons, who had 12 sacks last year and playing just 13 games for a team that hasn't named their left tackle with 11 days out from Monday Night Football against the Minnesota Vikings, like, yeah, this division is incredibly challenging. But the fact of the matter is you got to choose talent. Like we think Ben Johnson is going to be pretty exceptional to put the Bears offense in a place to succeed, right? Like, we think that the brain of Ben Johnson is going to do some pretty great things for the Bears moving forward. Let's hope so. But what's the first thing that Ben Johnson did in his first draft? Ben didn't try to outsmart someone with a guy from an NAI or Division II school. I went to an NAI school, so that shot hurt me. But you know what I mean? What was the first thing he did? He went and got Colston Loveland, the best tight end on the board, and he went and got a very, very offensive player named Luther Burden, who they think fell to that spot. So as smart as we think Ben Johnson is, what did he do? He chose weapons for him to utilize. He chose talent for the offensive side of the ball. Talent will always win out. So did the Packers make the right decision? I think the Packers got an incredible deal today. I think that the Packers, they didn't rob them necessarily because they had to pay a pretty, pretty penny. $188 million deal over 4 years. If I have that right off the top of my head, $120 million guaranteed. That is a monster deal, and they are paying a quarterback as well. Jordan Love isn't, he's not making the absurd money, right? Like, he was kind of team friendly, quarterback friendly, but they're still paying a ton of money to two players. But for a team that drafts well, it's a pretty good deal for them. Now, we had it in our rundown today. Should the Bears go after Micah Parsons? I'd love to say yes. The problem is the Bears just cut two third-rounders, right? Pickens and Tyler Scott, the wide receiver. If you want to be trading first-round picks and go get a guy like Micah Parsons, you got to hit on your mid-round picks. And you can't be shelling out a lot of money for other people's third-round picks or for past third- and fourth-round picks. That interior offensive line that the Bears just rebuilt, smart move, by the way. Very, very smart move. They had to do it. But none of those guys are first rounders. None of those guys are second rounders, right? Like, those are players where you'd love to already have them on your team. Very affordable if they're in that first contract, which makes being aggressive for someone like Micah Parsons very possible.
See, now, I don't disagree with a single word you just said. I would still trade for Micah Parsons.
You would.
Because he's that good.
Yeah, I listen.
Which goes back to what you were just saying. You know, at the end of the day, he's talented. And I just don't think that there's a price you can put on a guy like Micah Parsons that I wouldn't feel is worth it in the moment.
Right.
Now, like the Khalil Mack trade, we mentioned this earlier. In the moment, like, I still would make that trade again if you're the Bears. And ultimately, I feel like it was the right thing to do for them. It did that contract. There's a reason that Ryan Poles did was trade Khalil Mack. Now, the roster was getting depleted and they needed to reset. And they had a bunch of dead money on the books already. They needed to trade Khalil Mack. But that goes into the fact that the contract was so expensive and it didn't make sense for them anymore.
Micah Parsons was more affordable than Khalil Mack was. I'm looking at it right now. All right, so
The Bears did get a second round pick back.
They did, but they also they gave up two firsts, a third round, and a sixth. So they got Khalil, they got a second round pick, and then a conditional fifth round pick. So
I guess you could maybe say that, you know, the Packers did give up a starter. So that kind of makes up for the Bears giving up a third rounder. You can kind of put that in the same ilk. Maybe?
I don't know. I mean, listen, I mean, you heard the way our guy Sparky Pfeiffer, I wasn't even saying Kenny Clark was any good and he shot me down. He was like, ah, you know, you almost feel like they almost dumped a little bit of salary on them for Kenny Clark, who turns 30 in about a month. Yeah, he'll turn 30 October 4th. So, I think the Packers got a hell of a deal. The one thing that the Packers did do is pay a pretty penny. So it will affect their talent pool and free agents and who they can and cannot pay moving forward. But as of now, if we're looking at the 2025 season, don't you move the Packers to the top of the NFC North? Right? I mean, I think you have to say Sam Darnold's gone. Detroit Lions lost some offensive line depth in both of their coordinators. You know, maybe it should still be Detroit. But boy, it's got to be 1A and 1B.
I think if you're saying Detroit at this point, you're putting a lot of faith in the talent that they do still have
yep.
and in Dan Campbell's ability to reset the coaching staff.
Right. Yeah. We've talked far more about the Packers than I'd like tonight, but not our fault since they've landed Micah Parsons. We will talk to Patrick Finley coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll dive more deeper back into the Bears. Do we expect Jalen Johnson to be ready to go week one? What do we know about Jaquan Brisker? We'll get heavy into the Bears coming up at 8 o'clock. But coming up next, Jeff Passan's got thoughts on if Kyle Tucker will be a Cub in 2026. We'll bring that to you. Coming up next, Jetson Richards with you on 670.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, We've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Score.
Score evenings. Weeknight 6 till 9.
All right, Justin Richards back here with you until 9 o'clock this evening. A busy show, a busy evening. Reset in just a moment. Hey, join Gabe Ramirez and me, Justin Richards, at Sluggers in Wrigleyville tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. Stop by to see us talking Bears and Cubs. Plus, check out the indoor batting cages only at Sluggers in Wrigleyville tomorrow from 2 to 6 on The Score. Looking forward to working with Gabe tomorrow. I do know this. Lance Brozdowski will join us coming up at 3 o'clock tomorrow from the Marquee Sports Network. And Lance had a conversation with one Jeff Passan. Jeff Passan of ESPN on the Cubs Weekly podcast. And Lance asked Jeff about Kyle Tucker, likelihood of him returning to the Chicago Cubs. Here's what Jeff had to say. Oh, we don't have that just yet. We'll get that to you in just a moment, I promise. But again, you know, looking over the numbers of Kyle Tucker on the season, Tucker is hitting, he's got 21 home runs, 374 on base percentage. You know, he's got an 836 ops, 144 ops plus. If you know what that means, then you are a legit baseball numbers guy. One of the things that's been most impressive about Kyle is how good his numbers are, even with like a month and a half slump. So much of his statistics tell you how great he was early on in the season. Chance he ends up getting that monster contract. Chance he ends up with the Cubs. Here's what Jeff Passan had to say.
I've said yes in the past, and I will still say yes now, but I think the Cubs are going to have a limit that they're not going to want to go past. And the reason I have pause on saying unequivocally, yes, they are the favorite, is because I've seen this time and again. We saw it with Alex Bregman. Like, the Cubs should have gotten Alex Bregman in the winter. I've seen the Cubs have a willingness to stop and to say, we are not going to go a penny over that. And you can keep pushing and you can keep trying and you can keep cajoling and you can keep telling us we're not going to get the player, but we're not moving. And one could call that either discipline or foolishness. And maybe it's a little bit of both.
A lot to unpack there. I still am so curious, and we'll find out this offseason, how much Kyle Tucker may have cost himself, and maybe he hasn't, and maybe they'll just look at his 162-game average, but how much money has Kyle Tucker cost himself with the second half of the season that he's had? Like, I'll ask you as a Cubs fan, would you give Kyle Tucker $45 million a year for 10 years? Would you want to pay Kyle Tucker $450 million for a guy who's heading into his age 29 season? Now, I know what a lot of you are thinking. Not my money. Not my money. It's okay to want your owner or president of baseball operations to spend aggressively and wisely, right? Like can we agree on that? Like, no matter how much you want your owner to spend, there will be a limit. So you may as well want them to spend wisely. There are a few things that will get an owner to have you stop spending their money if you spend it on players that are no longer on the roster. That's just bad business. So would you want Kyle Tucker, who has 21 home runs as of now, to get a $450 million deal over 10 years? Maybe you would, and maybe you just look at the 162-game average and you say, this guy is good enough where I would want him on my team for that long. Because Tucker's 162-game average is 31 home runs, 104 RBIs, with an 864 OPS over 8 years. One thing I really respect about Kyle Tucker, when you look at those numbers, it's not like you're looking at it over one single season, or you're not looking at 2.5 or 3 seasons. He has been a legitimate put up or shut up kind of player his entire big league career. I think we have witnessed the only severe slump that he's ever had in his career. And the Friday night game against the Angels, when Tucker homered, the Friday night game against the Angels, Pete Kerr Armstrong made some comments after the game, really celebrating because both he and Tucker homered, and they had both been incredible home run droughts. And PCA acknowledged being in a slump while at Wrigley Field can be a real challenge. He actually said standing at home plate with the wind blowing in your face. And so I just wonder, because there's very much of like, hey, get a player to Wrigley. Let them fall in love with it, whether it's the crowd, the energy of the ballpark, everything that goes along with being a professional athlete in Chicago, let him come here and enjoy it. And I just wonder if Tucker is got a number of contracts in front of him that look similar, if he doesn't look at a place that he finds to be more of a favorable offensive ballpark. We know Wrigley can be offensively favorable at times, but it feels like recently it's been much more unfavorable. Like, I've been fortunate enough to do maybe 10 to 12 Cubs pre and post games at the booth, in the booth at Wrigley. I think every time I've watched the wind blow in this year. And I think about those Pete Kerr Armstrong comments, and it's like, whew, I don't know if he's going to be demanding his agent get a deal to come back here to Chicago. And on the flip side of that, 21 home runs. You know, I looked at some of those other monster contracts recently. Now, no one's getting Shohei or Juan Soto money. But let's say Shohei, let's call him John Smith. All right? That last year for Shohei in Anaheim, 44 home runs, 95 RBI, 654 slug. Juan Soto last year with the Yankees, 41 home runs, 109 RBIs. Even Vlad Guerrero, 30 home runs, 103 RBIs. They all have much larger numbers heading into that one contract. So I don't know if Kyle has cost himself a lot of money with the slump that he's had, and maybe it'll make him more affordable to the Cubs and they could be in the running, as Jeff Passan was talking about, but may not go over a limit that other teams are willing to go over. But I also wonder, how much does Kyle Tucker really like hitting at Wrigley? You know, I heard Joe Maddon talk about Kyle Tucker coming over the slump and why it happened where it did. The American League West. Kyle Tucker with the Houston Astros, very, very comfortable hitting in Anaheim. Just a thought. Coming up next, should we expect to see Jalen Johnson on the field week 1 against the Minnesota Vikings? Patrick Finley The Chicago Sun-Times will answer that next on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.